Welcome, listeners. It's a lovely Monday, and get ready for a unique story involving Google Photo and a potentially digital girlfriend. You heard me right. This is a short but unique story with a twist on Google Photo and young love. The title is Google Photo Found My Girlfriend I Never Knew I Had by Never Lamb. I really enjoyed this story, and I hope you do too. But before I jump right on in, it's time for shoutouts. Troy Shawmate, thank you for your constant help regarding skips and mishaps. These things happen every now and then, and I really, really appreciate you pointing them out, so I can fix them. Thank you so much, mate. Jace York and Carl Brandt, thank you both for your support and awesome stories. And here's something special for all you listeners. Both Jace York and Carl Brandt have teamed up to produce a whole new Michi's Journey special just for you, which means that it will be the first story that I have on here, written by two authors. Just fantastic. Thank you both for being so great. Ever grateful. Cheers, mates. Wee woo wee woo, thank you so much for your constant support, mate. Your comments, skip spotting, and support to this channel is awesome. Cheers, mate. Nicole Wheeler. Holy moly, so many likes, so much support. No jokes, folks. I came back to a notification wall of likes and channel love. Thank you so much for the likes and story comments. So awesome to hear from you, Nicole. Cheers. Star Eve 2099. Thank you so much for your awesome support, whether it be comments, skip spotting, and general channel love. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. The Mad Catter. Thank you for the channel love, mate. If any of you on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, any platform really, want to listen to a talented voice artist, check out his show called Twisted Tea Time. It's so good. Thanks, mate. Sin, the Yokai Queen. Always a wealth of knowledge when it comes to Japan and the Yokai. A unique skill set in translating Japanese language. Very cool. Thanks, Sin. And I love the support and comments you leave on the channel. Cheers, Sin. And some people who have recently followed me is Dew Solo, The Dark Man, Zach Charvet, Tammy Lee, Markiplier, and Angelica Frazier. Thank you so much for the follows. And lastly, but not least, some podcasts that I listen to. The Crazy Town Podcast for hilarious news stories, The Super Peepee Time Show for more laughs involving two hilarious comedians, and The Cadaver Cast, for those of you who love family-friendly horror reviews of all the classics by father and son ace team Jeff and Al Burnham. So check those out if you have some time. And that's our current shoutouts for now. So turn the lights off, you lovely listeners, and get ready for something different. Not many things in this world are free and unlimited. There is sunshine, and there is Google Photo. I have been traveling around the world for the last 10 years and taken hundreds and thousands of pictures. The free and unlimited storage of Google Photo has been my most trustful companion. There is a tab called People and Pets. It recognizes your friends, families, and even pets from your pictures. I didn't think much of that feature. I've always traveled by myself, always among strangers, and have no pets. Whenever I opened that tab, I saw faces of strangers I have met once and never again. Some time ago, I noticed a face that showed up repeatedly in a few dozen of my photos. It was the face of a girl with a sunny smile. I don't remember ever meeting her before. I labeled her Sunny because of her smile. In the following days, Google Photo found more pictures of her. In the St. Mark's Square of Venice, her face appeared on a random tourist in the background. In the souk of Marrakesh, her face was on a half-veiled woman behind a half-closed door. In the ruins of Machu Picchu, her face appeared as a shadow of leaves cast on a stone wall. On the remote Easter Island, her face was peeking behind from a giant moai. She appeared in photos in every country I ever visited. Most of the time, she wore her sunny smile. But sometimes she was sad. A few times, angry. Like in the morning I was pissed off, by a crooked taxi driver, and I saw her face in my photos as far back as 10 years ago from my trip in London.
I thought it was only a peculiar bug in Google Photo. Perhaps the Google AI was suffering from pareidolia like a human,
seeing faces that never existed. Then, the Google Assist started to create albums automatically for me. One was titled, Walking the Streets of Tokyo with Sunny, Adventuring the Amazon with Sunny.
There was even one that said, 10-year anniversary with Sunny. It was like Google Photo thought Sunny was my girlfriend.
Recently, I started to use the phone app, Google Photo Scan,
to digitize my childhood photo. I came upon a batch of faded photos my parents took when I stayed in the children's hospital. I was 8 at the time and had a lung infection and was hospitalized for 2 months. There was a girl who always wandered to my bed. Her face was pale, but she was friendly, and we became friends. She always carried a small earth globe with her, and once,
she'd ask me about places I'd like to travel to.
Everywhere, I told her.
Everywhere is not a place,
she replied. I picked a few countries I read in books, and she told me about the countries she liked to visit. Together, we came up with a list of places we will visit before we die.
One of us will die in this hospital, she told me one day. But the other will live and visit all the places in our list.
We made a pinky swear to seal the deal. At the time, I thought I was the one going to die. I felt sick and could hardly leave my bed. She looked pale, but she wandered around freely. But no, she had leukemia.
She never told me her name, but her grandma used to call her Sunshine, after her sunny smile. I forgot when she died. After people die, their memories slowly faded like an old photo.
I found the list again in a box of my childhood toys. Every country I have traveled in the last 10 years was on the list.
The last country on that list is Nepal.
While trekking there, in the Himalayas, I met a girl. We became friends and later we started dating.
Ever since then, Sunny's photo started to disappear.
Perhaps a Google engineer had found the bug and fixed it.
Perhaps Sunny is angry with me and wants to murder me. But more likely, I think she's happy for me. I think she's happy that I'm no longer alone. Not many things in this world are free and unlimited. There is Google Photo, and there is Sunshine, and her sunny smile. From creepy to heart bleeding. Seriously, great job. Well written for sure, and I really enjoyed this story. Has anyone out there had any weird Google Photo issues or encounters themselves? If you do have some weird encounters of your own or stories, feel free to send them to me here, storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com, and you'll get a response straight from me. Also, a big thank you to Neverlamb for approving this narration, and if you enjoyed this episode, guess what? There's loads more on the way. For those of you who are new to this channel, welcome, and just so you know, I make an episode every single weekday for your awesome ears. That's right, a new episode is just around the corner. And if you enjoy this episode and have some time, send some channel love my way. A simple subscribe on your platform helps, or the most favorite gift that you can give to me is an iTunes review because, well, they help the channel and these fantastic authors get more exposure. It is easy if you know the trick. All you have to do is visit me on SoundCloud and click the Leave an iTunes Review button. What it will do is take you straight to iTunes where you can click on my profile and bam, nice and easy to leave a review. And for those that do, I really, really appreciate it. I really do. So thank you. And thank you all for listening. And on that note, it's that time, listeners. This is the place where stories live, and you tale-tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.